Colonial Funeral Home, this is Joellen.
Hi, is Jared there?
Jared is actually not in the office today. Can I take a message or help you?
Yeah, or maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone else there that handles the business finances, or is that like an office manager, CFO, or is that all Jared?
Well, it depends on what it is that you're needing. Everything goes through Jared. He's the owner
mm-hmm.
of the establishment. I am actually the office manager, but everything I do goes through Jared. So
Okay. It depends
on what it is you're asking about or that you're needing.
Okay. Well, Joellen, I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And basically, we had sent out a pre-approved finance offer to your business probably like 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I was just wanting to follow up because you guys are pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital for $250,000. So I just wanted to kind of circle back and see what you guys had in the pipeline, if you needed any financing, things like that.
Oh, okay. Actually, no, we do not. Right now we are good, so I don't think he would be interested in that.
Okay. Is there like a specific time of year you guys reevaluate that at all?
No, it's just kind of a constant ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just like on an as-needed basis?
Yes.
Okay.
Where we are a small business, it's just kind mm-hmm. of a constant thing that we just kind of keep on top of and that we check. And I know that he is not wanting to borrow any money at
mm-hmm.
this time.
Okay. And even like, because I know the services that you guys have, you guys don't do like cremations, do you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do? Do you guys have your own retort machine?
We don't. We contract out with somebody else. So
how much are you guys paying to contract out, like, per year?
I don't know off the top of my head. That's something I would have to research and look up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I've been working with a lot of other funeral directors, and I know that they pay maybe like about $300,000 or, you know, anywhere from there per year, and a machine like that can be anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. So in less than a year, you're saving money, right?
Right, and that's just for the actual
machine.
Report. Yes,
mm-hmm.
you would need to actually
have personnel
build another building. Or an extension on the existing building, there would be
mm-hmm.
more that would go into it than to just
oh, yeah.
the machines.
So oh, yeah.
That's not something that he is wanting to do right now at this
mm-hmm.
time. Of course, it's always on the back burner, but
mm-hmm.
Right now he's not in a position where he's ready to do something like that.
Okay, that makes sense. So are you guys growing at all?
Well, I mean, yes, we're... There's 5 funeral homes here in Pocatello,
mm-hmm.
and out of the 5, we're rated number 1.
Oh, that's awesome.
So as far as us growing, I mean, yes, we're busy.
Yeah.
We definitely are busy, but, you know, financially not to the point where he has...
Yeah, looking into anything just yet.
Sock money that he can just build a new building with. No, not that.
Okay, so you're growing, but you're not growing, like, so large
right.
and so fast that you can, like, have another location yet.
No. It's a very competitive business in a town of 50,000 people. There's 5 funeral homes, so.
Oh, wow, that is competitive.
It is very competitive, yes. So,
wow. And so what would you say, like, sets you guys apart from your competitors?
I would say it is... client service.
Mm-hmm.
We serve families.
Mm-hmm.
We serve the living, not the deceased so
mm-hmm.
much. I mean, it's more
like,
about
like the grief support,
the living, and our reputation, our word of mouth. It's
mm-hmm.
We go above and beyond in every aspect of the funeral
mm-hmm.
process. And just the actual funeral is just a tip of the iceberg of what's involved in taking care of a family when somebody passes. So,
oh yeah,
we've been in business here in this building since 1992. But before that, my boss was in business with his father-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and his father-in-law was one of the first funeral directors in Pocatello.
Oh, really?
Was, yeah, the first one. He's passed away
now. Leon?
But yeah, so it's we've had a long-standing name in the community, and so just that alone, with the reputation we have, is what keeps us busy.
Mm-hmm. And so are you guys mainly, like, word of mouth is how people in the city find you?
Oh, well, when you're in a town of 50,000 people mm-hmm. and you have five funeral homes, people know them all.
Okay.
We do advertise. It's not like we're in California or Florida or New York or somebody where there's probably 100 funeral homes. It's mm-hmm. there's five of us, and so everybody knows the funeral homes' names. And I think most of it is just when you care for somebody's family, their word of mouth goes, and then they recommend you, and you over the years build up a clientele of
trusted,
dedicated people that will turn to you, and you keep that business by the continued care and reputation of making mm-hmm. sure that we cross our T's and dot our I's.
Oh, yeah.
If you're dealing with a funeral and dealing with somebody who has passed, that's a very traumatic experience for most people.
Oh, of course.
And not something that you can do over. It's like, oh, dang, sorry, we messed up. Let's do it again.
You know, yeah, no.
you get one chance to make it perfect. And
mm-hmm.
so we do our very, very, very best to our ability to make sure that T's are crossed and I's are dotted. And, just the love that we have for what we do and the love for the people that we take care of. And
that's really what it should be like, right?
Yeah. People can tell when you love what you do, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and it makes a huge difference. And you said you guys do a little bit of advertising. Is that just mainly, like, local papers?
Yeah, I mean, the Yellow Pages and on Yelp, and we advertise locally quite a bit. We're mm-hmm. on billboards and marquees and some different other advertising. We support the local ball teams.
Mm-hmm.
And
so just getting your name out there so people can see it.
Yep.
And supporting the community. If you how long have you guys been doing all of that?
What as far as advertising?
Yeah, like supporting the community with like the local ball teams, things like that.
Oh gosh, since 1992.
Oh,
long time.
Nice,
long
nice.
Time. We always are very supportive. We have a yearly, it's an annual Christmas memorial for the mm-hmm. those families we've served throughout the year. We have a Memorial Day breakfast that we do. We have it's called Every 15 Minutes. We usually have it around the start of school or the ending of school where
mm-hmm.
they have prom.
Oh.
Talks about the causes of driving while you're impaired. Under the influence. Yep, it used to be called driving while drunk driving, but now it's impaired driving because you can be impaired with drugs, you can be impaired with your phone.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just called Every 15 Minutes. Every 15 minutes somebody is killed by somebody who is not paying attention behind the wheel.
Oh, wow.
And mostly it. And we have a mock thing that we do. We get the police officers involved. We have the helicopter called Life Flight that is
mm-hmm.
involved. Ambulance service. We do a mock where somebody is actually killed.
And they come to the home?
Uh-huh. No, where they're at a wreck. It's usually outside the school. The schools rotate every year. They pick a school. And then they have this mock crash, and they actually have an ambulance where they take them away, and the hearse comes. And then the next day at school, we actually have a local judge who sentences the impaired driver. And the family that is portraying the loved ones that are left
mm-hmm.
pick up the pieces, and it's huge. It's very powerful, and we give away raffles. We have local businesses that donate their different things, and give those out as raffles, so we're involved in that. And yeah, just a lot of different things that just keep our name out there.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of, very community-driven. If you guys had access to further capital, would you try different marketing mediums, like maybe more things online or just some of the ads that you're not doing?
Well, that's a possibility. We have a Facebook page. We have mm-hmm. a website. We have advertising that we do through, like I said, Yelp and
mm-hmm.
and some other different
Yeah, like, have you tried, like, some of the Facebook ads at all? Because sometimes, like, when you type it, like, if I'm searching something on my computer and I would search, you know, if I said funeral, then the people in your area, if you had that Facebook ad, you guys would pop up and it would say, you know, Colonial Funeral Home, blah, blah, blah. So it's based on, like, because Facebook is kind of tracking what you're searching alongside. So then any customers of yours that are on, or potential clients of yours that are on Facebook searching for that, then you would come up through Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, we do. We have a Facebook
And the ads page. That are running.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes,
okay, cool. Okay. So it sounds like maybe you guys, you're pretty okay on marketing right now, but maybe in the future you might expand, just depending on kind of how things are going and if the word of mouth isn't kind of taking care of it, but it sounds like it's pretty good right now.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's always, there's always something on the back burner as far as wanting to expand or build another location, or it would not be in Pocatello, of course, because Pocatello's not big enough,
mm-hmm.
but it would be branching out to the surrounding areas, and everybody has their own funeral home already.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
I'm in San Diego right now.
Okay. So yeah. when you're in a rural area, you've got one funeral home that takes care of, I mean, usually in the smaller communities, Downey, McCammon, Lava, you mm-hmm. have Soda Springs. You have one funeral home that kind of takes care of all those. We've got one funeral home in American Falls, one in Burley, one in a couple.
So in each county? Or in each,
yeah.
Or in the cities?
Well, and you've got in the city of Downey, it takes care of Malad, Downey, McCammon. A lot of McCammon will come here to us, though. It's kind of a...
Oh, McCammon. One. Okay, I'm looking at a map right now. Income.
Yeah, income.
Income.
That's about 5 minutes, 7 minutes away from us, so we get a lot of income.
So where would you guys expand if you, I mean, build a second location if you were going to?
Maybe American Falls way,
mm-hmm.
Aberdeen, out that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of farmers, a lot of farm fields.
Uh-huh.
The other way toward Idaho Falls, there's quite a few in Idaho Falls. So with that takes care of Shelley and Rexburg. There actually is a funeral home in Rexburg, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's.
So you guys would probably just go, like, more west, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I don't mm-hmm. know what his future plans are at all.
But it might be in the pipeline. I mean, has he discussed it, talked about it?
Oh, no, not with us.
Oh, okay.
Staff, no, mm-hmm. no.
Okay.
No, I think it's just, I mean, he owned a funeral home in Twin Falls at one time, and he sold that. Came back to Pocatello. This is just where his roots are. His father-in-law had this one, and
mm-hmm.
or he was actually with a different one, and he was selling that and building a new one, and that's when this one came to pass in 1992. So
okay, and that was Leon, right?
Yes, Leon Manning.
Got it. Yes. Okay.
He is married to Michelle, his wife Michelle Manning Klinger.
Oh.
Derek Michelle are the current owners.
Okay. And I guess, did you guys take on, just out of curiosity, did you guys take on any new purchases or equipment this year?
We bought a new copier printer,
uh-huh.
Rico. We're contracted in with a company called Valley Office Systems.
Do you know what the rates are that you guys got on that?
Which is here in Pocatello. Not off the top of my head. I could pull my paperwork and look, but...
Just curious if it was a if you guys were happy with it, because we do a lot of we have like a match or beat policy. So if you're not happy with the financing that you got, we could refinance that for you with like a our rates are in like the low single digits. So
we actually got a if I remember correctly, we got a really good deal. We were with another company called Yoast Office Systems, and we ended up going with Valley Office Systems because they had a lot better.
Of rate, like rates.
Yeah, and then we could get into a new machine, and yeah, it was a good deal for us. So
nice. And then, so is there like could a new piece of equipment right now generate further revenue for your business?
No.
So I nothing mean, on the wish list.
No, not really. I mean, a new embalming machine, of course, but. The one we have works okay, and the we're looking into doing a washer and dryer rather than contracted with Ameripride, which is a linen company. We're kind of looking into maybe just putting in our own washer and dryer. And
that actually would save a lot of money long-term if you guys are outsourcing that. Or not outsourcing, but contracting
but
that out.
That's not a huge enough purchase to want to borrow money against. So
just depends on how big...
the washer and dryer is.
Yeah, like how big of what you guys are like cleaning, right? If it's like
well, it's for like towels and sheets.
Oh, just like small things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just like when we receive deceased from the hospital, they're usually wrapped in a sheet.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And so the embalming machine you have now, it's just is it the lifeline is kind of dwindling down on that or
No, I mean, it's okay. We just replace some tubing on it because over a period of time, the tubes start to get a little worn out, but no, not to the point where...
Not to the point where you need a new one yet.
No.
Okay. But maybe in the pipeline eventually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, eventually, maybe, but not...
Do you, help with, like, the bookkeeping at all?
Bookkeeping, accounts payable, receivable?
Well, just I'm wondering if, like, you guys ever take advantage of Section 179?
No, I don't know what that is. I do payroll.
Okay, it's basically...
The office. We do have a gentleman that comes in that takes
for the accounting.
Accounts receivable, payable.
Yeah.
All that. Taxes.
So
I don't handle any of that, so I don't.
Oh, no worries. It's basically just a way to onboard a piece of equipment to offset your taxes. So, if like, did you know if Jared ever makes any purchases towards like the end of the year, like the equipment purchases?
No, not since I've been here. I mean,
okay.
He's pretty.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like so far that like everything is kind of going good. Maybe in the pipeline eventually you guys want that washer dryer, which won't be too big of an expense, but maybe the embalming machine sometime soon. Obviously, you guys replace the tubing, so it's not something immediately you would need, but
that's
it's
not as expensive as a washer and dryer is, so.
It's even cheaper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're $1,000 or so, but not. You buy a washer and dryer set, and you're looking at a couple, $2,500, maybe $3,000 easy.
Yeah, if you mean you want a good one, right? You don't want something to break on you. So really just small things here and there, nothing too major, but eventually you may or may not be expanding.
Yeah, it's not in the near future by any means.
Yeah, just maybe eventually at some point. Okay. Yeah. Well, do you have an email address I can follow up with you in case something comes up? You can share it with Jared, and then awesome.
Sure, it's www.wecare. Well, the email is just you could just do wecare@colonial-funeralhome.com.
Okay, so wecare@colonial-funeralhome.com.
Yeah, and don't forget the dash or you'll end up in Leesburg, Virginia at Colonial there.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, and then if you want to visit our website, it's the www.colonial-funeralhome.com.
Perfect. All right, well, thanks, Joellen. Have a good one, okay?
All right. You're welcome. Thanks, and you as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.